Hi, this is Donna Riesch, Plexus Ambassador, author of 60 curriculum books for homeschoolers, private schools, and public schools in the areas of language, arts, and writing, mom of seven, homeschooler, ballroom dancer, and wife who is very in love with her husband. So glad that you have decided to join me this week on Donna's Pink Journal Week 3. I am very behind in getting these journals up, so I'm going to try to get caught up here in the next few days so that you will have several weeks of podcast journals to listen to and see what the progression has been and what is happening with me with Plexus. I will say that I've been outlining every week of the step of the way, so I do have the outlines created for all the podcast episodes, so I just need to get them all recorded and get them up so that I've been outlining as I've been going so that it would be fresher and I would be able to pinpoint exactly what was happening in that given week. Hopefully you have access to the handout. There is a handout with each podcast episode called The Plexus Podcast, Donna's Pink Journal. And it says at the top, Plexus Podcast, Donna's Pink Journal, Week 3, which is actually from November 15th. That would be my third week of Plexus. And so I'm not going to do a lot of backstory here because I did that a lot in the first 2 weeks. If you, want to hear kind of where I started and why I started and so forth, I would love for you to head over to hear those first two. I do want to try to keep these to under 20 minutes because I know that I have another podcast that's called Wondering Wednesday for homeschooling parents and Christian parents that goes along with our Raising Kids with Character parenting seminar and blog and Character Inc. Press publishing company. And I know that I have been trying really hard to get that from 45, 50, 55 minutes down to 30 and have not been very successful. So I really want to start making them shorter so that people are more apt to listen and stay on the whole time and get all the benefits that I feel like my podcast can offer. So I'm going to try to keep this under 20 minutes so I won't do too much backstory. I will tell you that this is week three and that I started Plexus 3 weeks ago in part just to monetize my blogs, as I mentioned before. Also, I wanted to lose my last 30 to 35 pounds, which would make me a total of 100 pounds over 10 years. And I want my husband to go on Plexus to lose his 100 pounds, to decrease inflammation and his arthritis problems, which will in turn help us with our ballroom dancing, which is very important to both of us, and to go off blood pressure medication. So those are just a few of my reasons to start with when I first began Plexus, and my reasons definitely have been growing as I've been growing with Plexus, and you can hear about those in upcoming weeks as well. Also, just in general, know that I am not a buyer. I don't go to health food stores. I don't use essential oils. I've never been to a chiropractor. I've never had a massage. I don't order supplements. I just don't do a lot of those things because I do have a large family, seven children, ages 17 through 33, and those kind of things were not in the budget. I'm not against those things. I just never felt that I could afford them, and so I just never pursued those. So I say that to say that me joining Plexus, buying Plexus, was a big deal, and it was the testimonials that my sponsor, Elizabeth Hours, put up and that her sponsor, Charlotte Seams, put up that really did draw me to Plexus. The testimonials are amazing, and I hope that you will read some of those and learn more also. At this point, I will tell you that in the past 2 weeks, I talked about a newsletter, and we have changed that. Now, we will not be having a twice-monthly newsletter, but instead we have a blog. So the twice-monthly newsletter was something that I was going to do in place of a blog, but I decided to do the blog because I can get more testimonials out there. I can get more information out there more quickly through the blog than I could through a newsletter. So Plexus to Feel Great has a blog, and these podcast episodes will be there. Lots of testimonials will be there. Lots of inspirational things, a lot of things about health and nutrition in general, product information. And also, that is where I'm going to be hosting my low-carb recipes. I am writing an ebook, Low-Carb Mixes and Fast Fixes. So if you have been interested in eating lower carbs, even if you're not interested in a low-carb keto, low carb, high fat, that type of diet, but you just want to eat lower glycemic index, you want to eat lower, fewer carbs, you want to feed your family fewer carbs and more nutritionally dense foods, then, and you want to know how, for example, to cut out sugar, how to use other granulated sweeteners that are healthier than sugar and that do not have the impact on blood sugar. You want to learn how to cook with other bake with other flours. You should definitely sign up to receive the blog, Plexus to Feel Great. Only the blog subscribers will get the first volume of Low Carb Mixes and Fast Fixes. Only the Plexus to Feel Great blog subscribers will get that for free. So hopefully you can pass that along to your friends. And I have been a mix user in cooking and baking for 25 years. And now I have learned how to make low carb mixes and how to have those in the cupboard where you can just pull something out and use it just like Bisquick. You can pull something out and use it just like a cake mix. You can pull a flour mixture out that is truly low carb and healthy and just use it just as though you were pulling out white flour. And so, but with all the health benefits of lower carb, more nutrient dense, lower glycemic index and so forth. So anyway, I hope you'll join me for that as well. Now I will say with that, that being on a low carb eating plan, being on a lower glycemic index eating plan, being on any type of eating plan, whether it's Weight Watchers, Paleo, low carb, Atkins, South Beach, calorie counting, it just doesn't matter. No specific plan is subscribe to with Plexus. Plexus works with all plans. And so I want to just bring that up because when people go to my page and they see that I have low carb mixes, I don't want it to be misconstrued that you have to eat low carb to use Plexus. That is not the case. I do low carb because I was pre-diabetic and very, very symptomatic, as in night blindness, couldn't drive in the evenings, and just a lot of other bad things. And so I went on low carb to help with that and then to lose weight. It didn't help me lose weight, added Plexus to it, and now I lose weight. So that is just a little bit of background there. So Plexus stands alone. As a matter of fact, most people find that when they go on Plexus, after a period of time and after their body is healed from the inside out, that they don't really need to follow a certain plan because Plexus just changes you. It changes what you choose. It changes what you eat. It changes your carb cravings. It changes your appetite. And it changes your approach to food. And so, and you don't even realize it's happening. And so, you know, yes, if you want to do healthier things, definitely check out my recipes, but they are not necessary with Plexus. You can use whatever approach you want. And even if you, you know, a lot of people really like Weight Watchers because of the points and so forth, and I can see why that would be a simplified way to eat over, say, counting carbohydrates or counting calories or something like that, once you learn the program with Weight Watchers. But what Plexus does is it just makes it so that whatever you're doing is so much easier. I couldn't believe the difference into Plexus. So let me just tell you more about that. On my third week with Plexus, I had a very, very surprising result. I was about to pack for Disney World, and we were taking this every five-year vacation as a family, all 14 of us. And I had, just about the week before I began Plexus, I had cleaned out my closets and organized everything and hung up the clothes that I thought I would take to Disney because it was kind of in between seasons. It was November, so I wanted to take shorts and capris, but yet I was, you know, getting into some of my winter clothes. And I put a tub of things that were too small, summer too small. I have, you know, my out-of-season tubs, but this tub was summer too small. And when I got ready to pack then this week, this third week, I pulled out the things that I had planned and they fit me so much better than when I had cleaned up my closet 3 weeks before that I pulled out the summer too small and ended up things that I couldn't even fasten lying on the bed, all of a sudden I could wear. I was so shocked that I packed some of those things, and it was really funny because when I packed those things, I told my kids, I packed my next size down, some of my next size down. I said, but those are for the beginning of the trip, and my bigger things are for the end of the trip, because I know that after I eat at Disney World all week, we had the Disney dining plan, and it was free. And so with that, you get two really great meals a day, including desserts. And so I knew that with those two meals a day, including desserts, that by the end of the week, I would have to be up another half a size. There's no way that I could eat like that all week and wear these things that I just now was able to fasten. And anyway, you'll have to hear more about that next week. But I did pack that way with that in mind, and it was just amazing what happened. So I loved continuing to wake up refreshed. I was pleasantly surprised that it wasn't a big deal to wake up in the morning like it had been before. And, you know, that's the thing about Plexus is you could say, when you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Because some people would say, well, of course you're waking up refreshed. You're going to sleep better. Well, okay. So if Plexus caused me to be able to go to sleep at night without my restless leg syndrome medication, without my 2-melatonin, without my GERD medicine, without Benadryl or Tylenol PM, then we could say Plexus caused my nighttime routine completely to change and to me to be able to go to sleep right away. Or we could say Plexus makes me wake up refreshed, or we could say both. Either way, this all happened in the last 3 weeks as a result of Triplex, the three Plexus products that I'll be telling you about at the end of this podcast episode. I had a very unique situation in that I pulled something out to eat that I hadn't, that was in the freezer that I previously didn't like. And lo and behold, it tasted good. And I could actually eat it and enjoy it. And it was a lower carb food that I hadn't liked before. And I'm still trying to pinpoint the exact reason for that, because I read someplace or heard someplace on a YouTube video that Plexus changes your taste so that some things that used to taste bitter now do not taste bitter. And so, but I don't know whether that was the Slim, the BioCleanse, or the ProBio 5. But in my Triplex, somehow, all of a sudden, in general, low-carb foods are tasting better, which I am the pickiest eater. I eat like a 10-year-old. So for that to happen was just like huge to me, because I have made and thrown out hundreds of dishes in the last 3 years in trying to learn to bake and cook low-carb. So to think that now some of those things that didn't taste very good to me before, but that I knew were lower carb, I knew would not, you know, hurt my pre-diabetes condition, now I can go back and eat some of those that I used to not like. Now, at this time, I will say, since this is after the fact that I'm recording this, we had a lot of potential setbacks with our Disney trip. And like I said, all 14 of us were going on this trip for 10 days to Disney World. We only do this every 5 years, so it was huge. A whole year of planning, quite literally weekly planning that my oldest child, my oldest son, did to get us ready for this trip. I mean, 14 people, all adults except for one almost two-year-old, is just huge to try to work out. And so we had everything, I mean everything planned out. And the Saturday before, which would have been right at the beginning of my third week on Plexus, our son-in-law was in a 4-wheeler accident, and he ended up in the hospital in intensive care with a ruptured spleen. And they didn't know whether they were going to have to operate. I mean, it was just, we were looking at the potential, the very real probability that he and my daughter and our 23-month-old grandson were not going to be able to go on the trip. Potential loss of thousands of dollars for them. But we could have recouped it. But the problem is, and this is to make a long story short, we had bought gift cards to pay for the trip because we got a discount on the gift cards. So they would have gotten money back, but they would have gotten it back in the form of Disney gift cards. So that was another whole problem. But he was in the hospital. He was very sick. And he was also sick because he did not want our daughter and grandbaby to miss the trip. And they would not go without him, even if he was out of the hospital and better. My daughter just wouldn't have done that. I know that. And then we were looking at, well, if they can't go, I don't want to go. Different ones of the kids were like, you know, talking to me about how, you know, I don't want to go if they can't go because I won't enjoy myself. And, you know, I'll just think about the whole time how Cammy and Jason can't be here and so on and so forth. Plus the stress that he was very sick and, you know, he was in the hospital, so he wasn't going to bleed to death at this point, but it was very serious. So I say all that to say that it all worked out and he ended up going. He got out of intensive care on Tuesday, into the regular room on a Wednesday. On Wednesday, got released from the hospital and they started down to Disney. It took 3 days to drive down slowly with him just riding. He didn't drive. And then he rested in the room for the first 4 days and then joined us for some things later. So it ended up all working out. But I say all that to say this was stress. I mean, this was stress. And normally I would have been bawling my head off because I have a tendency to cry over things like that a lot and just would have been so hyper, both about his condition and worry for his health as well as for the whole trip and everything and all the money and all the stress of that. And I was in shock at how I handled that. I still just can't even believe it myself. So anyway, I'm not sure, and I'm going to be learning and telling you more and more about, you know, which products do which thing. But at this point, I was on Triplex. That is Plexus Slim, the pink drink, once a day, Bio Cleanse with the magnesium and the oxygenizing. And I think that is a huge part of the stress relief. And I'll tell you why in upcoming weeks. But just because I've been, when I was without it, what happened. And then the third one is the BioCleanse at bedtime. That triplex, somewhere in there, my stress completely changed. Okay, I want to move out of my story a little bit onto the product focus. The last couple of episodes, I talked about the Plexus Pink, the Plexus Slim, which is the pink drink. And that is the primary or the very first thing that most people take for weight loss. It provides you with appetite suppressant, carb control, appetite controlling, binge controlling, the power to overcome temptations and starches and things like that, and the power to make healthier choices. I'm really amazed that and maybe it's just going to grow because Plexus is, I think, only like 8 years old. So I know it's going to grow and grow, but I'm just shocked that everybody hasn't said, wow, did you ever hear about this Plexus Slim, this pink drink? It's natural. It doesn't have anything, you know, unnatural in it, like so many appetite suppressants and things. And it's making me stay on my diet. I can't believe it. It's a miracle. I'm just really surprised at that because that is what has happened to me. I still can't believe it, actually. And I'm super, super excited about that. I'm very happy about that because it's just amazing the control that it gives. So with the product focus, the BioCleanse now, moving from the Plexus Slim, which is the pink drink, onto the BioCleanse. First of all, I just want to remind you or suggest you not to be misled by the name of the product. I'm always one who, you know, has a lot of ideas. And so whenever I see something that I have an idea for, it's like I can hardly stand it. And this particular thing, I know that the title isn't there because it does cleanse your colon and your intestinal tract will be, you know, cleared out. You can have up to 8 pounds of weight in a full bad intestinal tract in your colon, which is just remarkable. You know, I have heard, and I actually know a few people who were so impacted that they had to go to the emergency room and have everything dug out of their, you know, rectum, their entire colon, which of course is from the rectum all the way up to the esophagus. But I never realized until learning more about Plexus that you could actually have 8 pounds of garbage in there that is not moving, that's not coming out. And so, you know, when you have this bloat and you have this terrible distension, it could actually be just a very full, overfull colon that needs cleansed. Now, but the reason that I would name it something different is because BioCleanse, it sounds to me, when I first heard about it, I didn't even want to go on it because I was like, oh, I don't need that. You know, I'm regular. I drink water. I'm great. I exercise and so forth. And I think maybe it should be called something else, like maybe miracle cleanse, or maybe not even the word cleanse. I think that's what's throwing me. Bio miracle or something. Maybe that would be good. Because the name of the product almost sounds like, you know, it's something you do. When you think about cleanses, you think about these people who do these cleanses and they clean everything out and they do it every so often and so forth. I've often wondered how healthy that was, because you might be emptying everything out at one time, but you're just going to refill it. And if you're eating poorly, you're just going to refill it with non-nutritious foods. And you're just going to have trouble getting it through again. If you need a cleanse regularly because you're not moving things through your intestinal tract, then to get cleansed just means you're going to do it again, and you're going to do it again. And so I never understood why people would do those cleanses, because I know, you know, maybe just sometimes on occasion you just need some help. I understand that. But to do a regular, you know, monthly cleanse or whatever, I never understood that, because shouldn't you just be moving stuff out every day? And if you had to cleanse last month and the month before that and the month before that, then you're just continually, you know, needing to cleanse. And I've never understood that. I thought that sounded like a healthy way to go. But with BioCleanse, it actually does a lot of things for you. And it's not like a one-time cleanse. It is just a daily capsule. You take two a day, take two at a time, twice a day. So four total capsules. And I, like I said, didn't think I needed this until I started taking it. And then it was like, okay. Because it has this magnesium, this amazing magnesium. Now, I say amazing magnesium because I was on magnesium for 2 years, well, a year and a half at least, but maybe 2 years, because I was told I was getting cramps in aqua zumba class in my feet and my toes during swimming. And then also I was told that it would help my restless leg syndrome if I would go on magnesium. So I went on magnesium, and then they said, well, you also need calcium. You also need this. You also need that in order to absorb the magnesium, because your body won't absorb it. And then I have since found out from my daughter, who's a nurse, that magnesium, it needs replenished continually. Like, you need to do it like a couple of times a day, because it's not absorbed all the time, and it flows through you. So you really need that continual magnesium influx. And this has magnesium oxide compounds with oxygen enhancement and vitamin C with bioflavonoids. Now, I'm still learning, and so I did read that straight from the handout. But I do know that it oxygenates the entire body, it detoxes and cleanses the gastrointestinal tract and arteries, so that you're always being cleansed. It's not a one-time deal. And if you have a lot of problems with constipation and so forth, you will not have that anymore. But yet it's not like taking laxatives. It's just a gentle, because it's all natural and it does it naturally. It enhances weight loss greatly. It energizes both physically and mentally. Now, because of my high energy that you've heard me talk about in the last couple of episodes, I take it early in the day. I take my first one like at 10, like 8 or 10. I'm changing up my protocol here because I'm getting ready to start on Accelerator. But at this time, for the 3-week mark, I was taking it at 8 o'clock and then again at noon. That way I wouldn't have it in my system, or I wouldn't be taking it so late in the day that it could over-energize me and cause me to stay awake at night. Actually, the opposite is true. I really believe that this product is responsible for my entire nighttime regime. And if you follow me on Facebook, you might have seen pictures of my nighttime pill bottle. No more restless leg medicine, no more GERD medicine. And the restless leg was a prescription, strong prescription. No more GERD, no more Tylenol PM, no more Benadryl, and no more melatonin. 5 things that I no longer take. I can more than pay for the BioCleanse with just those 5 things being out of my regime now. So that's just huge. There are 3 ways to order Plexus. I'm going to wind this down because it's getting long again. 3 ways to order. Any other ways you want to order, I hope that you will contact me. There's contact information at the bottom of the page, that there are 3 ways to buy, but you can contact me to help you buy. I can help you set yourself up as a preferred customer so that you get a really good discount, and you'll still have that 60-day money-back guarantee. So you will not be losing anything at all by trying this for 60 days. You'll get every penny back if it doesn't work for you. And it's not, and when you sign up as a preferred customer, you have an automatic shipment every month, but you can stop that shipment, but it's nothing like the olden days. Remember when you used to, I don't know if you've ever done this, join a movie club for the kids. The next thing you know, you can't stop the auto shipments no matter what you want to do. Plexus is an amazing company. No tricks like that. It is literally go into the website on your page, on your preferred customer page, and click don't send this month or stop order completely. It is one click. And so I say that to say that you'll still get that money back guarantee and you'll still get the great 60 days to try. If you want to become an ambassador, I would love to help you learn how to do that. But that only has a 5-day money-back guarantee. So I always recommend that you start with a preferred customer. And after you are as hooked as I'm hooked, then you can go get another discount as an ambassador. And with that, that's a $35 a year fee, like to join the wholesale club, so to speak. And then you get your own website, and it takes care of all of your ordering, and you don't ever have a product. And if anybody wants to order, they can order on your page, and then you'll get credit for it, and it'll help you pay for your products. So those are the three ways to buy. I hope that you will like my Facebook page. I hope that you'll sign up for the blog. I mentioned last time that my new Low Carb Mixes and Fast Fixes Volume 1 ebook of recipes is coming out soon, and it's going to be free only to subscribers of the Plexus to Feel Great blog. So without further ado, I will get off of here, and hopefully you'll join me next week for the next Plexus blog.